The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. The Panthers survived a trip into Buccaneer territory.
Winston throws intercepted.
Now they have to protect their house from a Falcon aerial assault. Also, Julius Peppers continues to pad his resume for Canton. This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera. From Bank of America Stadium, the play-by-play voice of the Panthers, Mick Mixon. The head coach, Ron Rivera. And your host, 16-year NFL veteran, Eugene Robinson.
Welcome inside the Panthers huddle. The Panthers know there's no place like home. After their win in Tampa on Sunday, they finished a five-week stretch that included two back-to-back road trips with a 3-2 record. Now they look to start their second half of the season with another NFC South win on Sunday. A change at the top of the receiver group provides an opportunity for others to catch on. Even after the 17-3 win over the Buccaneers, everyone knows there's still room for improvement.
Eyes are up right here. Nice job.
The Panthers spent little time this week celebrating because they know another tough division test is at hand.
We're looking forward for the challenge, and that's what it is. This is a division game, and it's a game that, you know, we got to focus on us. That's one. And at the same time, we know how important winning the division is.
Cam Newton in the office will have to make a major adjustment after the trade that sent Kelvin Benjamin to Buffalo. It will be time to see which one of the Panthers' young receivers will step up and make the most of this opportunity.
Even though I wasn't starting, I had a mindset that I would start, you know, so I could have myself mentally and physically prepared to go out there and take on a load just in case somebody went down.
It's opportunity in that room. You know, if you're not in this league for opportunity to get better, to be a starter, to contribute in your own personal shoes, then why are you even here? You know, I talked to a couple of young guys, and they're excited about the opportunity. You know, a lot of them respect Kelvin. A lot of them respect that, you know, he was a starter here. But, you know, it's an open spot now. What are you going to bring to the table? What are you going to do?
It's always great to see the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera. We welcome him now into our studio. Coach, let's get right to the headlines. Big news midweek, the Kelvin Benjamin trade. What factors went into that decision?
Well, there are a lot of things that went into a decision like that, Mick. And obviously, at the end of the day, we hope and we believe we've made what we feel is the best decision for this football team going forward, not just for now, but into the future. And again, looking at some of the things that we needed to do offensively, we needed to do something to put a little bit more speed on the field at the same time. You know, we've had a couple of guys with the same skill set in both Kelvin and Devin. And, you know, we decided to go with Devin, a little bit younger football player, a guy that, you know, a little bit healthier, we think is still on the rise. But we also had a couple of young, fast players that needed to get on the field. You know, we got to see Curtis Samuels out there a little bit more. We got to see Shep out there a little bit more, you know. And Kalen Clay is another guy that says, hey, look, give me the opportunity because I've got speed.
Does Funchess seem like maybe a more natural split end as opposed to a slot receiver?
He is. He's more of an X receiver for us. And that guy on the backside is so important for you because he's got to be the guy that can run those tough physical routes, those quick slants, those darts that we like to call them, the digs that you get over the middle. And he seems to be set for that type of guy, those types of routes, being that guy that goes underneath, you know, through all that traffic.
Coach Rivera, part of your job, I guess, is to make sure that what the front office does filters down in a good way to the locker room. How quickly did the team adjust to the news?
Well, I think they adjusted very quickly, and I think it's all part of football. The guys know it. It's not just about, you know, guys that trade or retire or go to another team, but, you know, guys could also – you could lose a guy by injury. So I think it's one of those things that guys just adjust to it on the run, and it's all part of the game, unfortunately.
These are the games that dictate whether you go to the playoffs or not. These are the games that dictate your season. I mean, you want to do your part in September and October to put yourself in the best position come November, December to go on a run.
You know, this one counts for two, a divisional opponent. You know, they're going to come in on you know, expecting big things. We're expecting big things, and you know, I'm expecting a great game from our team as a whole, offensively included. And you know, we just got to play a great team ball, and you know, that's what it's going to come down to.
We're just getting started on the Panthers huddle. The Panthers held their ground in some blustery conditions down in Tampa. A look back at the first half finale when we return. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind. Bojangles, your official tailgating headquarters for the Carolina Panthers. It's bow time.
You got that juice. You got that look on your face. There's about to be something special going on out here today. Feast star. Rio, West, K-Law, Vernon, the legend.
The Panthers' defensive line makes a habit of proving that their bite is much worse than their bark.
We won! We run! We won! We run! We won! We run! G2X03, 1-2-3!
In this crucial NFC matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, defensive line coach Eric Washington wanted to make a big impact on the game.
Let's go! Let's be physical! Gain that step. You're going to make a big play right now. Let's go. Let's go.
As expected, there was very little give by these two teams that know each other so well.
This is going to be an ugly game. This game is not going to be sexy at all. It's going to be ugly. Just try, grind it out and get what you can.
That is until Cam Newton and the Panthers mounted a drive that looked like Panthers football.
Here it is. Hurts and Stewart in the backfield. Tight line split. Newton turns, hands to Stewart, who leaps,
yes,
extends for the goal line, touchdown.
Yes, he did. Wow.
On this day, the Panthers made those handful of plays that escaped them in the Windy City.
On third down and 16, Newton has the shotgun snap, pumps once, end zone left side, leaping grab like taking candy from a little child. Touchdown, Carolina.
Pepper's sack forced fumble moved him closer to immortality.
Coach, he's setting all-time record. Coach, you know it. Number four now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Great job, guys.
But more importantly, it opened the floodgates for a team that has found much-needed turnovers just out of reach.
Big play, third and 17. Munnerlyn coming on a blitz, taps his arm. It's a flutter ball. Intercepted Adams.
Hang in there and concentrate. Nicely done, guys. Great job taking the ball away from him.
Luke Kuechly made his presence felt in his return after a two-game layoff. Kuechly was both savior and executioner as he laid waste to the Bucs' hopes for a comeback.
Carolina comes with five. Winston throws intercepted the 25-yard line.
Two.
Threw it right into the middle of Luke Kuechly's 5-9.
Great job running down the tight end on the screen. Beautiful. Nice job.
After weathering a tough stretch of four road games in the month of October, the Panthers left the choppy waters of Tampa Bay with a big win in the NFC South.
Five wins, three losses. The Panthers will snap a two-game losing streak.
Got that W. That's what we needed, that W, baby.
We came here, did what we got to do. On to the next.
From Raymond James Stadium, Carolina 17, Tampa Bay 3.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera.
This Carolina Panther defense, directed by Coach Ron Rivera and his coaches, is being talked about in some historical milestone terms now, Coach Rivera. What did it mean to you to have Kurt Coleman back against Tampa Bay?
Well, you know, having Kurt and Luke both back there really meant an awful lot. Kurt, air traffic controller for the secondary, got guys going in the right direction, doing things that they needed to do. That veteran experience, a guy that's been in our system for three seasons now. You add Luke to the mix, and again, now here's a guy that controls the front seven and works with the back four very nicely. So, again, it's one of those things when you can communicate and talk and anticipate as a group, it allows everybody to play faster, and that's what we saw.
Julius Peppers got tremendous stats. Is he playing well down in, down out for you, Coach?
He is, Mick. I mean, he's at the point now he's got 7.5 sacks. The guy's been tremendous for us. If you look at what he's done, he's reached 151 sacks total. He's the number four all-time sacker in the NFL right now. The guy's just been a solid veteran and a heck of a leader for us.
There's more to come on the Panthers Huddle.
We got a lot of superheroes in here, but we don't have Superman. We just completed our group.
This Halloween visit was certainly a treat for some local hospital patients. Don't you dare move. Closed captioning for the Panthers Television Network is provided by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, helping you enjoy the sights and sounds of the NFL all season long. You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi, official soft drink partner of the Carolina Panthers and all for the Carolinas.
Yo, I'm digging the Dalmatian.
This is probably one of the happiest days in Levine Children's Hospital. We had the Carolina Panther rookies here for Panthers on the Prowl, which is they're all dressed in Halloween costumes. We walk the halls of Levine Children's Hospital, putting smiles and giggles on everybody's faces.
And then I'm the best looking one, which I'm the little nice looking hippo that makes everybody smile, makes everybody laugh.
Oh, it's definitely amazing, to be able to come out here and, share this great moment with these kids that, can't be outside the hospital. But just to put a smile on their face, that's the main goal. You know, that's why I chose to do this profession, just so I can have this platform to be able to, get back to the kids and, help them out.
Keep pounding.
Thank you so much. Hey, God bless you for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy Halloween.
We're so happy that it fell on Halloween and we could really, truly celebrate Halloween with these guys and our patients and families.
Thank you.
You know, it's always an awesome experience. I love that we do this every year, and I'm just happy I could be a part of it this year.
We just had a mom come tell us that her son was really sad that he had to be in the hospital for Halloween, but now that he got to do this with the Panthers today, that he is very, very happy with nothing but smiles and giggles.
But you also get this beanie. It was customized by Greg Olson, and only patients and players get these. So keep pounding.
What I really want to get is just bringing the energy back out of that child that's going through that hard time. And once you see that smile on their face and knowing that you did it, it's just amazing. It's a great feeling.
Thank you for letting us visit you, Emma. Thank you. We appreciate it. Happy Halloween and enjoy your candy, all right?
Fist bumps for everybody.
We get fist bumps?
Fist bumps for everybody.
Yeah.
Good job.
Happy Halloween.
Thank
Happy Halloween.
You.
Decided to do a Halloween-themed Michael Jackson Thriller fundraiser. So this event is an adult-only event, and we only do about one or two adult events throughout the year. And they're super important because that's when we raise our funds, our money, to do all of the free programming that we do for our youth and our Thomas Davis Youth Leadership Academy, the Thomas Davis Defending Dreams Foundation. Everything that we do for the kids is absolutely free.
It's a fun way to get our fans interactive with what we're doing. As a football team and as an organization, as far as being Defending Dreams. And we just hope that we're able to raise awareness for the work that we do in the community, all the while allowing people to come out and have a great time and just really enjoy and understanding that the money that we raise will go 100% back to the community and the kids and the families that we work with.
The great Julius Peppers continued to cement his place among the all-time greats with his sack and forced fumble on Sunday. He stands now alone at number four on the all-time NFL sack list. In this week's edition of Self Scout, insider Mike Kraft breaks down how, in his 16th NFL season, Julius Peppers continues to play at such a high level.
I see you, 90. Let's go.
Charles Johnson said it best. For Julius Peppers, time is just a number. And for the 37-year-old Peppers, time is on his side. At least the way the Panthers have chosen to use his special set of skills in those special moments of the game.
Stafford gives to the fullback. Yeah. Nothing doing.
No!
He lost 4 yards. Tackled at the 45-yard line.
Fourth down, no!
And speaking of numbers, even though Peppers' reps are down this season, he is still among the team leaders with impact plays.
Backs up, in trouble. Peppers gets him for a sack at the 29.
Ooh! Peppers
He's doing a great job, Mike. He's taking advantage of the meetings, and he's taking advantage of the reps that he is getting, and just the entire process. And he has a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience working in a lot of different situations, and he's just putting it to good use.
Take, for instance, his sack for the ages against the Buccaneers. Peppers made one of those plays you've come to expect ever since he left Chapel Hill.
Outstanding job, buddy. Nice job.
First, he used his quick burst to get the offensive tackle on his heels. Then, a la the late Reggie White, used his momentum against him and added a little nudge. Now, after he secured the tackle, he used his offhand to swipe the ball and crack the seal on turnovers for the Panthers' defense.
That's the way to work together.
We preach and we talk about how important it is for us to take the football away to set up our offense. You know, we really take that to heart up front. We know that rushing the quarterback is a great opportunity for us to do that if we're consistent, and the guys have really bought in. They've done a nice job.
At this point in his career, it's quality snaps over quantity.
And then backside pressure coming, Peppers, balls out.
But don't be fooled. It's preparation over pure athletic ability.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLticketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL, where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers.
Atlanta ended a three-game losing streak with their victory at the New York Jets last week. The 25-20 Falcons win improved Atlanta's record to 4-3. They're now just a half game behind Carolina in the very tight NFC South. It's time now to go into the enemy camp. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan had some turnover issues early in rainy conditions, but he went on to finish the game strong, 254 passing yards and two touchdowns. Atlanta's offense still ranked in the top 10 in yards gained per game, but after averaging 33 points a game last year, their scoring is down to just 22 points per contest so far this season. Defensively, Falcons are ranked 6th overall, but the Jets did have some success through the air, throwing for 257 yards and a couple of touchdowns. But Atlanta shut down New York's run game completely, allowing only 43 yards on the ground. Have you seen some changes, Coach, in the evolution of Atlanta's defensive thinking under Dan Quinn?
You know, probably not as much as I think people would suspect, but Dan Quinn comes from Seattle where they run that Seattle cover 3. He's trying to implement it. He's trying to do it. And they're having some success with it. But, and Eugene, you know as well as anybody, there are some holes in cover 3.
There is some definitely holes in cover 3. And we want to go through some right here because they got a red zone. As they're in the red zone, this is going to be a play action fake. Look, this is a running play. It's going to be a play action fake initially. And as you stop, boom, cover 3, you see the safety caught out. So I want to run that back. And you tell me, Coach, why is this really detrimental against a cover 3 defense and it still has success?
Well, as you and I talked about earlier, right now they've given you 2x2 set, okay? Yes. 2 tight ends, 2 wide receivers. So we know right now that if the Jets are going to do anything, there's a chance for them to go 4 vertical.
Yes,
and by going 4 vertical, you can expose them very, very well because, again, when you have 4 receivers going up the seams, okay, what you do now is you stress the middle safety and the 2 deep corners to the outside, because what's going to happen now is you're going to have only 3 deep defenders to try and cover 4.
Can't do it.
And as you talked about earlier, as we're going to see off of the good play action, you're going to see the linebacker get sucked up here. Okay, so that's going to create the hole, that's going to be right here, okay, which is going to allow the quarterback off of the fake to freeze this safety and have this safety now favor this side. And what's going to happen is the number 2 receiver to the play-action side is going to be wide open.
And so as we run this play here, you can go ahead and see it and run it almost like you're running it in slow motion. Boom, stop, the play-action fake. This is what you're talking about. This guy's here.
Absolutely.
That quarterback got his eyes here, freezing this guy over this side here.
Absolutely. And you see the safety is in position to where he's leaning back opposite So what has happened is, and what's been created, because he's leaning this direction, this now opens up the seam for this right here through the middle of that zone.
And so as we run this in slow motion, there is no way this safety can get back in position. And what you talked about being at cover three, this is the cover three that Seattle ran so well, Earl Thomas. However, I think they have just a little bit problems with the cover three.
Well, I think for them, it's about their personnel. Once they get those kind of guys that fit exactly what he wants to, they can be pretty good. Because I like the concept. It's a three-match type of concept. And what it is it's always three deep. You take your four underneath guys, and you match them with the three underneath receivers. And now what you can do on the outside, you can almost play it like you're playing man coverage too. So it's a little different concept. They've had a lot of success with it in Seattle. And if he can get himself with the personnel, he may have that type of success
and
in Atlanta.
I want you guys to go through this play fake. Run the play fake, and I want you just to watch, as Coach talked about right here. Look what that does, the play fake, when you fake the ball to the running back.
And now watch this. The quarterback's going to come out and look to the middle real quick, and he's going to freeze that safety just enough and then come back out and throw it outside.
And this is taking candy from a baby, red zone. You don't have enough real estate to go ahead and cover, particularly in cover three, so you got to be some sort of man coverage if you're going to go ahead and do that.
Is that just what their fingerprints are with their red zone defense, or do they play that way in between the 20s?
Mick, it's a great question, because they play it pretty much anywhere on the field. It's the staple of what he did when he was in Seattle. Now he brought it to Atlanta, and you do see it. You see it when they've got people backed up, you see it between the 20s, and you see it down in the red zone. It is truly a staple of what they do.
It is a fantastic showdown. The greatly detested Atlanta Falcons come flying in. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock here at Bank of America Stadium. Fox Pictures, our audio on the Carolina Panthers radio network. You got some keys to the game in your mind, Coach, as we get ready to host Atlanta?
Well, I think the biggest thing, obviously, is keep them in front of us on the defensive side. Create takeaways. Shut down the running game. Offensively, run the ball successfully. Be very physical at the point of attack and let your play action do the job for you. Again, the success of this game is going to be based on who runs the ball effectively and who doesn't. And then on special teams, win the field position battle.
Good words, Coach. Thank you. For Eugene Robinson, for Coach Ron Rivera, I'm Mick Mixon. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch up with you next time right here inside the Panthers Huddle.
You've been watching the Panthers Huddle, a copyrighted presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.